Craig Martin is joining me in the studio for a couple of exhibits that are coming up this week, March 6th and 7th, in the galleries of Purdue, both here at the Ringel Gallery and across the way at the Fountain Gallery. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
I know folks were so thrilled with the last exhibit. Now two different exhibits are coming in. Tell us about them.
Right. It's a wonderful pair of exhibits. The first is Color Expressions. I'll talk about that. It's in Fountain Gallery across the way in downtown Lafayette. And that is a group of artworks from our permanent collection that were culled together by an assistant professor in art and design named Petronio Bendito. And he is a color theorist, and he does an extensive amount of work and philosophical, you know, exploration into color and its uses and how it's meant to, how it's used by artists to manipulate and or convey a message. And he puts a lot of effort into it. Well, he went through the collection and found individual artworks that he could then pair on specific rationale that, you know, and sometimes they're very odd pairings, things that you wouldn't normally expect to see together. And they're paired in terms of color relationships, in terms of faded color or exaggerated color or color that's meant to create tension or harmony and, you know, all kinds of aspects. And so the gallery is filled with 41 artworks from the permanent collection, all of them paired or in groups, small groups of three or four, that are meant to show like-minded, you know, efforts on behalf of the artists. And so it's really interesting work on his part to take pieces from the collection that many times are not seen very often and put them in a new insight, you know, that is unique for us and our viewers.
That's coming up at the Fountain Gallery, and it's through April 22nd, and there's actually an opening that is happening at the Fountain Gallery on March 9th, right?
Mm-hmm. And the curator will be there to speak and discuss most of these images. He'll literally walk around the room and talk about them.
Oh, that's so cool. And then here at Stewart Center at mm-hmm. the Ringel Gallery, you have yet a different exhibit that's going on.
Yeah, a woman named Sonia Peterson, who does large-scale paper cut works. And so they're a little bit hard to describe. You have to sort of see them, but they're these richly detailed paper cuts that are, you know, essentially silhouette, you know, type pieces. Once they're cut, they're sort of silhouette forms, but they're very, very dense. And then these sort of, you know, imagery that kind of winds up through natural materials, sometimes through sort of a tree looking form or through water, as if it's different levels of water. And they're all sort of based in nature and man's, you know, relationship with nature, but they're incredibly detailed, you know, and they hang away from the wall. She paints a backdrop color behind each of them, and they hang away from the wall just slightly, so there's this little offset. And they're really just beautiful things, and they're large scale, like I said, some of them 6 feet or more in dimension, and they're all just very tiny paper cut realms, if you will. Once you get into them and start looking at them, they're just these fascinating little environments that are built.
It's that old talking about music or talking about artists like dancing about architecture.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to nail down, but you can see them there on exhibit as well through April 22nd at the Ringel Gallery. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice reception coming up on the 6th, right?
Yes, the first day the exhibit opens. She's actually coming to install the exhibition and will be here for several days and then is staying for the first day so that she can actually kick it off and do the same thing. She'll walk through the gallery and talk about each of the works, you know, for the people who come.
Craig Martin is my guest, and I know that there are so many ways to see this, and they're great hours. But actually, during spring break, the 13th through the 17th, you guys will be closed at Stewart Center.
Right. The Ringel Gallery on campus will be closed. The downtown Fountain Gallery will actually stay open.
Yeah, so that's a great way then to catch, you know, some of the permanent collection
exactly.
If you haven't been. But we'll want to steer clear because it's just not going to be open.
No, it's the nature of the university, unfortunately, that that everything shuts down and there's not a good reason for us to be open during that time.
This has got to be fun to be able to show some of the permanent collection off in a different way, because I'm sure this is just, you know, scratching. It's like the top of the iceberg that you don't get to see the rest of it. Is that a fun challenge to have?
It is. It is a challenge in that we have over 5,000 objects in our collection. most of which don't see the light of day very often. And this is a group of 41 of those pieces. And I'm happy to say that a lot of the pieces in the show have not been exhibited in the 16 years that I've been here, that I know of. They have not been on an exhibition. So it's nice that they come out and they see some light and they're used in this way. And very definitely, it's difficult to find. We have to, without a permanent museum space in which to house all of these things on display on a permanent basis, we have to find unique and creative ways to bring them out and to try and, you know, put together fresh interpretations and for people to see. And so this is a nice way to go about it. Petronio did us a great favor by really went through the entire collection database and picked out pieces of note and then grouped them individually to try and come up with sort of a compelling show that utilizes them, as you say, in a very unique way that you might not normally see them. And normally people might be used to seeing things by subject matter or by the media that's used or by the time frame in which they were done. But really this ignores all of that and just goes to color. And so it's a very, somewhat formal, but really enlightening, look at things.
Well, they're on exhibit through April 22nd at the Ringel and at the Fountain Galleries. Where can folks find out more information about these?
Either at our website, which is purdue.edu/galleries, or at Purdue Galleries on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, there's so many great ways to be able to follow things here. And we'll look forward. I imagine, do you have something special for the summer coming up?
We're cooking things up, yes. We have a couple of interesting things coming, and I'll share those soon.
Oh, we hope you'll come back, and it's great to see you, Craig.
Great, thanks. Thank you.